This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Fair New Mexico, the official state song of the Land of Enchantment, signaling that it's time once again for our series on the swing states in this year's election. Our partners at Slate have been visiting these states, trying to get a deeper understanding of which way they might swing. And regular listeners know that as a special bonus, each time one of these pieces comes around, we play the state song. Joining us today is Slate's Brian Curtis. Brian, let's start with a brief profile of New Mexico's recent voting history. In 2000, New Mexico went for
Al Gore.
And by how big a margin?
Alex, by the smallest vote margin of any state. You think Florida was close? New Mexico was decided by just 366 votes, after a recount, of course.
Of course. And what about recent elections?
Well, New Mexico has voted with the winner for more than 50 years. The exceptions were 1976, when it went for Ford, and as we just mentioned, 2000.
And how many electoral votes in New Mexico in November?
Five.
All right, let's start with this razor-thin margin last time. You met with the man who's pretty much responsible for swinging New Mexico from the Bush to the Gore column in 2000. This was someone who found 500 missing Gore votes. Tell us about that.
Well, his name is Chuck Davis, and he lives in Las Cruces, which is a big city in southern New Mexico. And 3 weeks after the election, when the whole nation is sort of glued to Florida, this guy, Chuck Davis, a retired engineer who used to work out at White Sands, discovers in a recount process that 500 votes for Al Gore had gone completely uncounted because someone had sort of scribbled in the margins and done it in such a way that you couldn't read the number. And what looked like 140 votes was actually 640 votes. So 500 votes shift over to the Gore column, and that's enough to push the state from Bush to Gore.
That is so close. So this year it looked as though it wouldn't be that close because John Kerry looked to be comfortably ahead in the state. What happened?
Well, during the summer, if you believe the polls, Kerry was up somewhere between 5 to 10 points, and sort of it looked like that there was actually a chance that Bush might pull all of his resources out of New Mexico and move them to, you know, elections in more important states like Ohio and Florida where more electoral votes are at stake. But since Kerry has sort of sagged nationally, you've seen Bush, you know, have a really, really rapid comeback in New Mexico, and the recent polls have him up anywhere from 2 to 3 points. So it's very, very much a dead heat right now.
And one thing that keeps political candidates in New Mexico is it's really cheap to buy TV ads there.
I like to say that New Mexico is a very cheap date in terms of national elections. A TV ad in Albuquerque on one of the network affiliates, a 30-second ad, costs only about $1,000. And that $1,000 will be shown to up to about 75% of the state's population. Try finding that deal in Orlando or Cleveland.
Yeah. A large Latino population in New Mexico, who does that favor?
Well, both candidates would claim that it favors them. Bush, of course, has made a very, very big point, both as governor of Texas and as president, that he sort of wants to make great inroads for the Republican Party among the Latino vote. New Mexico is actually one of the few states, besides probably along with Florida, where he could actually make that happen in November. You know, a small surge in the Latino vote for him would actually probably be enough to tip the state into his favor. Now, Kerry, of course, would say just the opposite, that Latinos have historically voted Democratic by a margin of about 2 to 1, and that would help him win New Mexico in November.
I think probably the best-known New Mexico political figure today is the governor, Bill Richardson, former cabinet member for President Clinton. How important is he for Senator Kerry's campaign?
Well, Governor Richardson, as everyone knows, has sort of his own national ambitions. And, you know, when he was sort of has been on the short list of the last two Democratic presidential candidates, both Al Gore in 2000 and Kerry in 2004. And in fact, when he found out that Kerry wasn't going to choose him for the ticket, he sort of dramatically withdrew his name and said, I withdraw my name from consideration. He is so focused on a future national political career that he's taking it very, very personally that Kerry win New Mexico. If Kerry were to lose New Mexico for some reason, it certainly wouldn't help Richardson with the National Democratic Party.
Brian, when we talked about Arizona recently, you actually went so far as to give us a point spread for your bet that President Bush is going to win there. How about New Mexico?
I'll give you John Kerry, and I'll say by more than 366 votes, but less than 10,000.
Wow, it's still going to be close.
You bet.
opinion and analysis from Brian Curtis. He's a Slate Associate Editor. You'll find Slate's continuing series on this year's swing states at slate.com. Brian, thank you.
Thank you.